na katamal te heva mama e.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today we're talking about Tahiti, and we've had a great time talking about all of the different islands that make up the Cook Society Islands, just the whole chain of Tahitian islands. And I had a chance to talk with Christian Carlson Kemper, who's the Managing Director of Tahiti Tourism for the United States. And she promotes travel from the U.S. to Tahiti all the time. So who knows better about Tahiti? And I had a chance to ask her what makes up the many islands of Tahiti.
Absolutely. So a lot of people have heard the word Tahiti or Morea or Bora Bora, but what they don't realize is the islands of Tahiti, the country of French Polynesia, is actually 118 different islands and atolls. And so we have so much to offer, from high volcanic islands such as Tahiti, Morea, Bora Bora, to the low-lying coral atolls as Rangiroa, Tikihau, Fakarava, and all in between. And you know, it's really funny. I do a lot of different promotional events and shows, and people say to me, oh, well, I'm not interested in Tahiti. I want to go to Bora Bora. And I explain it's all part of the same country. Or they even get confused. They're like, Haiti, or, you know, how are you after the earthquake? And so a lot of people don't know, we are just smack dab in the middle of the South Pacific, halfway between Los Angeles and Auckland. And we are just a nonstop 8-hour flight from L.A.
Yeah, it's very convenient. I mean, that's how I got to, you know, Tahiti. So I started off in Atlantic, came over to L.A., and there was an 8-hour flight, which was very pleasant, on Air Tahiti, by the way. So it was a great flight. So it is very easy to get here. So people shouldn't think that it's just all the way on the other side of the world from Georgia, and they can't have this as one of their dream destinations. It's definitely doable.
Exactly, and because we are such a beautiful, pristine destination, and in fact, the islands of Tahiti get as many visitors in an entire year as Hawaii does in 7 days. So that is not to disparage our cousins to the north, but just to give you some context. So you're never going to be jockeying for that lounge chair, that little spit of sand. And honestly, if you go from Atlanta to Maui, you know, just 2.5 more hours, you know, a couple more cocktails, a movie, you could be in the islands of Tahiti.
You definitely could be in the islands of Tahiti. Now, I know people have like a vision in their mind of what Tahiti looks like. Of course, the coconut trees and the palms and the beautiful blue water, all of that's there too. But people love to think about or dream about those overwater bungalows.
Yes, well, it's really interesting, Anita. This year, 2017, is the 50th anniversary of the overwater bungalow. And while you may find them in the Caribbean or in Mexico, Jamaica, the very first ones were established here in 1967 on the island of Raiatea by three gentlemen from Southern California. And we just really have the ideal conditions for the overwater bungalow because we have the protected, shallow, warm water lagoons. And then once you step out of that overwater bungalow, you also have the culture. And that's what a lot of people don't know about French Polynesia or the islands of Tahiti, is the people and the friendliness and this spirit, the Polynesian way that connects all living things. So it's really wonderful. And while we love the overwater bungalows, there are other ways to experience the islands too, whether it be a cruise such as Paul Gauguin, or you can do other type of accommodations, a guest house, or a beach villa, or a garden bungalow with your own private plunge pool or outdoor shower. So there are a lot of ways to mix it up because each type of accommodation has a different price point. And so maybe your clients or your consumers or the people listening to this radio show are going to have a different budget. And there are lots of ways to satisfy that so they all can just get to the islands of Tahiti.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Now, we are very close to the Caribbean, and in the Caribbean, there are a lot of all-inclusive type opportunities at resorts and for them to have a vacation where they pay that one time and they don't have to worry about pulling out their wallet. How feasible is that to do a vacation like that in Tahiti?
Well, exactly. We don't have the sandals or the beaches or some of those bigger chains your listeners might be familiar with. Mm-hmm. But if they work with a good travel professional, they can put together a well-rounded vacation package with different meal plans and excursions. And it really works out best for everybody because the listener, the client is happy with their experience. They're not feeling like they're nickel and dimed. And the travel professional is providing a seamless experience and getting commission at the same time.
Well, so, it works for everyone. It's a great win-win. And the end result is that we want to get people getting on those airplanes and traveling over to Tahiti. That's what we're all looking to do. But now let's back up a little bit because you mentioned the culture. So tell us a little bit about what is the Polynesian or the Tahitian culture. What will we see that will let us know that we're in Tahiti and we're experiencing that
right,
culture?
That you're somewhere different.
Yes.
So Polynesian are all part of the Easter Island, the Polynesian Triangle, from Easter Island to Rapa Nui to Honolulu and Raiatea, where we just visited today, which shares the same lagoon as Taha. Tahitians call that Hawaiki, which they believe is the cradle of all civilization, of the Polynesian civilization, and it's also home to the Marae, the ancient outdoor temple, Tapu Tapu Tea, which is one of the newest designated UNESCO World Heritage Sites. This is a culture that's a Polynesian people, and very much a friendliness, and people that want to share, so they have this unique connection to the land and to the ocean. In fact, like Va'a, which is an outrigger canoe, and celestial navigation, so much of their life revolves around the ocean.
You can really
see
that,
I mean,
because when you look out, even if it's your first time, like it's my first time, you know, coming to French Polynesia, that when you look out, you're just automatically drawn to the water. So I can just only imagine growing up here and living here and this being your home. It's all centered around the water, I would think.
Absolutely. So they have their different competitions and festival, and the very famous Heva that happens every June and July, which is not only international dance troupes and showing the life of the Polynesians through their dance, but water sports and ancient sports such as lifting a stone to prove who's the strongest man or fruit carrying. And they just have such a tradition and such an honor of the ancestry.
That is really fascinating. I heard someone saying that really there's a connection also too with history, with the culture, with the ancestors. It's like the spirit continues to live.
Exactly.
On.
And we have a word for that spirit. It's called mana. So we believe mana is kind of the intangible thing that connects all living things. And absolutely, that is the heart and the crux of the French Polynesians, this mana. And we like to say that when you come to our islands, you will be embraced by mana.
Well, you can definitely feel the spirit of the island, the spirit of the people. They're not only physically beautiful, but such warmth and beauty comes through in their personality. And here on the Paul Gauguin cruise, I mean, you can definitely see that just in the service that is provided. And you really don't even feel as though it's like customer service. I was telling someone, it's like your family. I mean,
exactly. It's like it's natural to them.
Yeah. And it just feels so natural as though it's just your brother or your sister being kind and friendly and welcoming you home.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And that's what we say is being embraced by mana. So really, I hope people come visit the islands of Tahiti, only 8 hours nonstop from L.A. Visit, you know, a handful of our 118 different islands and atolls, and they'll never be the same.
They would definitely never be the same. Now tell us, though, how we can find out more information. Maybe go online, take a look at websites or
absolutely. Well, you can go to TahitiTourism.com is a website, or on Facebook or Instagram, or really your own professional travel advisor. You know, it's quite an experience, and while anybody can search Expedia or some other things, it is an undertaking, and it involves getting to different islands, so you really want a professional.
To make sure you get it all right. And
exactly,
correct.
And that you're not wasting a day, like, waiting for this flight. Mm-hmm. So just go to TahitiTourism.com, and we can send you in the right direction for a professional luxury travel advisor.
Very, very interesting conversation, Olivia, with Kristen. She has a lot of great details about the Tahitian Islands. Now, we'll post all of this information on our website at travelbagswithanita.com. And you can see pictures of my trip there on my Instagram account, which is Anita and Friends. We'll be back in a moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapporo Island Beach Vacations. Hardy, 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 hardy.